Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
מה אתה חושב? כן? לא?
Of course, yes.
You just sold me your soul, you idiot.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I actually just told you, asked you, if you had to build a website, could you?
And I said yes, but the answer is no.
Well, good. Well, now you can.
How?
With Squarespace.
Tell me again.
Squarespace.
How?
Squarespace.
What was that site?
Squarespace.
Perfect.
Squarespace. What is Squarespace? Squarespace allows you to build websites easily. Building websites used to be hard. You used to have to know a genius. Now, all your friends can stay nice and dumb.
And yeah, because Squarespace is the genius.
Sorry, nerds. You no longer have a reason to be important.
You're irrelevant again.
Squarespace allows complete morons to build websites from scratch. Absolute scratch.
You're a complete moron. You can't say scratch.
You can build an online portfolio, a blog. I don't know if you've come up with a business idea. You can even build online stores. And once you pay their low, low price per month, they'll even throw in a domain name. You literally don't have to know or do anything. It's that easy. It's that simple. And if you use our coupon code REAL, as in things got, it'll be even cheaper. Not only that, if you do use Squarespace, go to squarespace.com/ifiwereyou to set it up, send us the URL that you built, and we will pimp it. We will shout you out on this podcast. If you don't believe us, well, I got some people who disagree with you, because bryantwashere.com,
gipscatton.com,
blackbow.org,
bangtheinternet.com,
trackpenterberrytales.com,
ttarchitect.com.
Those websites were all built using our coupon code, and there's their shout out. So,
in your face, haters.
Hate is gonna hate.
That was for my haters.
Skept is gonna skept.
Yeah, yo. If I ever win an award, I'm gonna dedicate it to my haters.
I know. You've said that before.
I'm gonna dedicate it to my haters.
I know, dude. Enough.
All right.
Let's, last time. That's squarespace.com/ifiwereyou, coupon code REAL. Build away, forward away, let us know, we'll shout you out. Now, who's ready to start this episode? It was fun, we're back on the road, we're in Nashville, Tennessee, and it's been quite a while since things got this, not actual, but, what's the word?
I don't know.
Real.
Real.
Enjoy.
Unoriginal,
what?
Lackluster,
what?
And I think it wasn't quite as good as the original.
Insane. But
We appreciate the effort, of course.
She turned your garbage, trash, rubbish
ass
into a well-organized, I think, beautiful violin.
I think when I ad-libbed that song out of my fucking dick for no reason, I think it showed some kind of prodigal musical genius. And all of a sudden she bites off my stees. She submits a song without even changing the goddamn melody. I'll say that
small coward piece of shit.
You giant genius piece of beauty is what you meant to say just now. Mozart and Josh Groban rolled into one.
She spray painted your diarrhea gold, and you're looking down on her.
I don't remember exactly how it went, but I think I hummed that string accompaniment as well.
No, you did not.
I will say I've written two songs on this podcast. The intro, which people have been biting off of for years at this point.
Cleaning, fixing, helping.
And now, lately, this second masterpiece, a love song. Love song for the ages, I would say.
It's weird. You retroactively ruined her beautiful song. She did as much as she could. She turned it into such a beautiful tune.
Yeah, right, dude.
So thank you, Liz, for composing that.
Yeah, thank you, Liz.
It was based on a song that you made up in one of our previous episodes. I forget which one. But it was enjoyable even if you hadn't heard the original. That's the beauty of a great cover.
That's true.
Have you ever heard a cover and then you're like, oh, this song is amazing. And then it's like, oh, it's actually based on a different song. You're like, oh, I like the cover better.
Nirvana, The Man Who Sold the World.
Who is the original by?
David Bowie.
Oh, interesting. Mine is Newfound Glory. Was it Glory of Love? Did they do Newfound? Was it Newfound Glory?
I think they did.
Do. I am the man who will fight for your honor. Actually, the original Peter Cetera version is pretty good, too.
Yeah, but Newfound Glory had a bunch of great covers, though, back in the day.
Back when I just thought they were a great band, but I didn't realize they were just using other people's songs.
It was like there was always something there to remind me. That wasn't Newfound Glory, but there was a great punk cover of that song.
The Lemonheads' Mrs. Cover. Robinson?
Yeah. Oh, the 99 Red Balloons.
The punk version.
The punk version. I forget who did it, though.
And then there was also the English version of the German song. It doesn't matter. Hey, welcome to If I Were You, the only advice podcast on the internet, hosted by us. I'm Amir.
And I'm Jake.
And we're in Nashville, Tennessee.
Coming at you live, motherfucker.
No.
Okay.
It's never live.
It's never live, motherfucker.
We have a show tomorrow. It's actually today if you're listening to this on Monday.
Yeah.
If you're listening to this and you're in Nashville, we're going to be at Zany's Comedy Club tonight. 7 p.m. Doors are at 7.
That voice makes 8. People stop listening. I do think advertising, like if I hear that voice, I can check out.
Your Pavlovian response is to stop paying attention.
Dave, you're coming to Zany's. I was like, bye. Bye.
Bye forever.
Forget it.
No, we will be at Zany's Comedy
Club.
We
will be there.
So it'd be great to see you. We'll hang out after. Nashville's fun. And then tomorrow and Tuesday we'll be in Charlotte. And Wednesday we'll be in Syracuse. But enough about that. What are we doing here now? We're recording an advice podcast. So how does it work? Why don't you tell us, motherfucker?
Oh,
I'm going to stare at you while you do it, too.
Holy shit.
Yeah,
here it comes. You are insecure about that shit.
We are doing it. The test, the blast. It's all
I can't believe it. You just blew up, and I haven't even done anything.
I'm taking my pants off. I'm getting comfortable on this bed.
All right. This is If I Were You. How does it work? Basically, Amir and I take questions from you guys, our listeners. You're in sticky situations, life problems, conundrums, and we do our best to advise you out of these.
Didn't stick the landing.
To advise you out of these predicaments. That's the word.
That email is ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. So send your problems and your original theme songs over there. So since we're in Tennessee, I thought it'd be fun to give these real emails from real people, fake names of Tennessee-based celebrities.
Oh.
So let's say this first one came from someone, a female named Reese Witherspoon.
That's right. Ms. Witherspoon herself.
Ms. Ryan Phillippe herself.
Hermselves
writes, hey guys, Here's my problem. My phone got taken away from me from one of my friends. What happened was that in biology class, we had a sub, and I let him use my phone because his got broken for a while, and I let him use it a couple times before. He admired my phone and wanted to get it, but he never had enough cash. So I gave him my phone, and he asked me if he could use it for his last class. He told me to meet up with him after school, and he stood me up. I knew that I would get it back the next day, but he didn't come to class for the past 2 days, and now we have a long weekend from family day. I haven't told anyone except my friends, and they tease the shit out of me. Here's my question. How do I get my phone back? Love, Reese Witherspoon.
Reese.
No, I would make fun of you, too.
Reese got robbed.
Did she say her substitute teacher stole her phone? Did I read that wrong?
I can't tell if the sub took it or her friend took it.
Or her friend is a substitute teacher.
I don't know. I guess
we had a sub and I let him use my phone because his got broken for a while.
Yeah, right? A substitute teacher robbed you?
Is that legal?
That's definitely illegal.
That's so funny. It's like,
why would you ever... I don't understand why people are letting anybody use their phone in any situation. Like, I can be, I don't even feel comfortable when somebody is like, when I'm in my car and someone's like, here, I'll do directions. I'm like, fucking thanks, but use your shit, ass. We both have Waze. And I don't see why my phone has to be the navigational phone. I like to feel it vibrate in my pocket. It makes me comforted.
It's like when I ask you for what time it is, you squeeze your phone against your chest and peer at it really subtly and be like 5:52.
Cagey, like an animal.
You never just
zoo.
Show me the screen.
Yeah, it's private. I got a lot of secrets on there.
So this poor substitute teacher who borrowed this girl's phone and then just didn't
show up. And
then
admired it.
How do you steal a phone anyway? It's like, oh, I got a new phone. This phone number is, I guess, somebody else's phone number, but it's my phone now.
How do you even admire a phone? I don't understand that. What kind of phone did he have that was so shitty that he admired a phone?
He had a Crazer.
He had a Crazer.
A
and
Motorola,
this girl had, she had an
a
iPhone
chocolate Crazer. An iPhone 2S.
It didn't even matter. It was just so much better than the Crazer.
He couldn't believe there was email on it.
And this is actual?
So this is just real mail? Or I'll figure it out.
This is nutso.
Can I borrow this for a day?
Everybody get out your Bunsen burners. I am, I'm going to download Tinder.
Sir, I think you have my phone. I have my phone.
I'll meet you after school. I promise.
Now, sit down or you fail today, I think.
And he skips town on this 3-day weekend. Unfortunately, he's got an extra day to pack now, sister. Sorry, Reese, but he's on a Greyhound bus straight out of
backwoods
of West Virginia or wherever it sounds like you're from, that nobody, that people are just jacking phones that are mildly nice.
Needless to say, this family day is going to be one for you to remember. What is family day?
I don't know.
Cool. So what should this girl do?
Tell your parents.
Yeah, tell on him.
Yeah, you got to be a tattletale in this instance, I think.
I think you have to tell a principal or a teacher that a sub stole your phone.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what you do. Go to a person of authority. And I don't know why you even told your friends, because of course they're going to make fun of you.
I feel like the principal is just going to crack up.
The principal, yeah.
So what happened? Well, you know, Mr. Wallace, the substitute teacher, I let him use my phone for a day, and he never came back.
Well, gee whiz, Reese. Here, I'll get the phone back. The principal falls in love with it. I don't know. I really admire this phone. So,
I think it's mine.
You're expelled.
What?
Yeah.
I'm keeping the phone as evidence.
For what?
For... Hold
future.
On, I'm playing freaking Flappy Bird. Flappy Wings.
Ass! We should download Flappy Bird. We haven't ever played it.
I know. It's all the rage.
True.
So, yeah, that's our advice. If I were you, I would tell an adult.
Tell an adult.
Not a friend.
There you go.
Friends will make fun of you.
That's
what friends are for.
Yep.
For good times.
And bad times.
I'll make fun and laugh forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Oh, tight.
Very tight.
That's right.
All right, question number two. Yeah?
Ken.
We need another. Let's say a guy's name. Elvis Presley.
Mr. Presley himself, himself.
The king of pop.
Let's do it.
No, what is he? Oh, just the king.
Yeah, he's just the king.
Yeah.
That's great. He has a better title than Michael Jackson for sure.
So Elvis is like, I'm the king. And then Michael Jackson's like, I'm the king of pop.
Fine.
Then I'll be the king
of everything. If I take a title that's so inconsequential, no one will bug me about it.
Everyone else is just the king of stuff, and Elvis is just the king, period. So the king, period.
I'm the king of buying Snickers at Stop and Shop. Fine. I'm the king. Not at buying Snickers from the line when you're checking out at Stop and Shop.
I think Prince got the second best nickname.
Definitely.
All right. Hey, guys. Me and my girlfriend don't believe in all this romantic crap, but we still cuddle and snuggle, etc. We both believe that people shouldn't expect a response if you tell someone you love them. But a couple times she has pulled me up for not saying I love you back when she said it to me. But now I've noticed that when I say it to her, she shrugs it off. I've said it twice when I've hugged her, and she kind of starts a conversation over me. When I phoned her up last night, she was on her own. I again said it, and she kind of blew me off. Like I stated before, I don't expect to hear I love you back, but it bothers me that she's cutting me off or blatantly trying to cover the fact that I'm saying it. What advice can you give? Should I just let it go or speak to her about it? Thank you, Elvis.
Elvis.
What a weird fucking question.
Elvis, you're insecure.
I don't give a shit about the romantic crap. That being said, when I say I love you, my girlfriend cuts me off or changes the subject always.
Obviously, I don't care about fucking lovey-dovey feelings and shit. We like to cuddle.
Snuggle,
etc. And she gets mad when I don't say I love you. And now I say it back, and she cuts me off, and that irks me.
Yeah.
That being said,
change the subject or some shit. So I'll be like, I love you. And she'll be like, what'd you have for dinner? And I'll be like, I had spaghetti, but did you hear what I said? And she's like,
I had spaghetti, and I loved it almost as much as I love you, which is till I die.
She started a different conversation. So what happened with that? I like how the minor detail of, when I phoned her up last night, as she was on her own, I again said it. Who are you with? Nobody. I love you. So did you want to hang out tonight?
Wow. Have you ever said I love you and then not heard it back?
I'm sure. Maybe not like the first time or the third time, but like later on in life.
Did I tell you for a long time what my dad used to say back when we'd say I love you?
Thank you.
He said, thank you for your love.
Was he being sarcastic or was that?
I think it made him a little uncomfortable. So like sometimes he would just... I got a lot of love for my dad. I know he's got love for me. But he had a tough time saying, I love you. So he'd say, I love you. And he would say, thank you for your love. And then sometimes he'd say, I love you. And he would just not say anything. Sometimes he would say, bye. And then like every once in a while, because he's a little more loving with the triplets.
Of course.
With my sisters. So he would say, every once in a while, he would accidentally call me sweetie or honey.
and then I would hear the shower running.
I wouldn't say anything, but I would just take it because it was like the best I was going to get. Like, what are you? All right, bye, sweetie. And he would just catch himself but not correct him and then walk out. All right, goodbye, sweetie. Don't. Shit.
Just the sound of exfoliating soap, barf soap on his tongue. I can't freaking get rid of the taste of it.
And yeah, I would always give it real back, give back real hard. It's like, bye, sweetie. Bye, daddy. I love you. Thank you for calling me your sweetie.
I misspoke. You're taking advantage of my love.
I love you, daddy. You're my sweetie. You're my sweetie, daddy. You're my sweet little daddy. Come here.
Is your dad more of a emotional robot than me?
Yeah, I think he's more of a, I don't know. Yeah, I guess so, probably.
Wow. No wonder we get along so well.
You get along with my dad?
No, with your mom.
Oh.
Because I must remind her of her husband.
What are you talking about? You get along with my mom. You see her like every 5 months.
We talk a lot. We Skype and FaceTime.
Why?
Why? I mean, why?
Why do you do that?
Because I miss my voice and she might miss mine. What does it matter? We talk.
Well, is that cheating if you had Skype sex with my mom?
No, because I don't have a girlfriend.
Like, but is it cheating if she did that and she's married to my dad?
Would that be considered cheating?
Because it's tough, because like you, if you were married to someone and you looked at porn, I'm obviously that's not cheating. You,
right.
Everybody looks at porn.
But
instead like of on the computer, it being like a porn video,
uh-huh.
if you were looking at, I don't want to use my mom as an example anymore.
Right. Let's get off mamas.
Yeah. So let's say you were looking at who's a celebrity you have a crush on? Who you might like to masturbate to?
Nev Campbell.
Yeah. Today, Nev Campbell.
47-year-old Alyssa Milano.
All right. So say 47-year-old Alyssa Milano.
Uh-huh.
You're like looking at screen caps of her tits and you're jerking off. And that's obviously not cheating if you're married or you have a girlfriend. No, nobody's going to be like, hey, you're cheating.
Yeah, because Alyssa Milano doesn't know about it.
But then say Alyssa Milano
has a cam site.
Yeah, is talking to you like on Skype.
Yeah.
And she's like, I'm talking to you, Amir. I'm fucking you.
Say my last name so I know it's me and not just some sort of fucking bot that you did.
Amir. Spelled.
What?
Alyssa?
I can't get off. So you're saying, is it considered cheating if you have Skype or if you have... Wait, are you talking about a random cam whore or a girl that you know over Skype?
I guess it should be... I feel like random cam whore is still not cheating.
Oh, really?
Also, I resent that you're calling them whores. These are girls working for money. So
these are girls fucking people for money.
They're not fucking people for money. They're fucking dildos for money, and that does not make them whores.
If you fuck a dildo for money, it doesn't make you a prostitute?
It doesn't make you a prostitute, no.
We're getting way off. we're just hopping from hypothetical thing to. Are we still talking about the girl who got her phone stolen by a substitute teacher?
Did we start another question? Oh yeah, how does this guy? This guy is just on the edge of his seat, like, haha, good bit. Are they gonna fucking tell me if my girlfriend loves me or not?
I don't think
she loves you.
Skype sex is cheating because you're not actually physically touching anyone. If it's someone you know, it might be emotionally cheating.
All right, now go back to how does this guy, how does he deal with this?
This situation?
Yeah.
It obviously bothers him, so he can bring it up. I don't know where I think their relationship was built on this faulty premise of this idea is like, we don't give a shit about romantic stuff. Yeah, we don't. We're different. 2 weeks later, why didn't you say I love you? Tearing me up inside.
They might as well just admit that, or he might as well admit that he does care a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. And it's not like she leaves her dishes in the sink. It really bothers me. Should I say something? Because then it's like, it's small enough that like maybe it's not worth having a fight.
Right.
But if it's literally about saying I love you and not feeling loved,
Changing the conversation. God, yeah. I would love and hate to overhear that conversation. So tell me you love me. Like, you be the guy and I'll be the girl.
I love you.
What else?
I love you.
USA Latvia is tomorrow.
I love you so much.
The bronze medal game. I think we should watch it.
Do you love me?
I have to go, actually.
Go where?
I'll snuggle or cuddle you later, but I'm not gonna say that shit.
Why don't? Do people that don't say it feel like it like undercuts the actual emotion? Like if you say it too much, it sort of loses its meaning and it's supposed to like mean something.
Oh, like why doesn't she say it back?
Right. Is that
at first it's uncomfortable to say because you're not used to saying it to someone that you just met. And then later on in life, it becomes like so routine. You're just like, okay, but are you like the kind of guy that says love you at the end of every phone call with your family?
Yeah. I mean, we say it like in the beginning, the middle, and the end.
Right.
I say I love you to my family so constantly that – but to me, it doesn't feel like it doesn't mean anything. I feel like I love them.
Right. But it means less the more you use it. Love is a finite pie, and every time you say it, you're taking a slice of it so that every time you say it, you're dividing the pie into a smaller section.
Of course I disagree with this.
Absolutely.
Love is a finite pie?
Yeah, it's a pie.
No.
It's an absolute pie. And much like the number pie, love is irrational and never ends. How's that?
Well,
it's an endless.
Well, then it's a different pie.
It's an imaginary theory. It's an imaginary number. And
and then it's pi, but pi's infinite.
Pi is not infinite.
The number of pi? Isn't it infinite?
It's undefined, but it is a finite number.
What do you mean it's undefined?
Yeah. To specifically nail down or quantify it, you would use digits that go on forever.
So that's
infinity. I can tell you that it's less than 4. How can a number less than 4 be infinite?
This is hurting my brain. Next question.
I don't even know if I'm right at this point. I should speak with full disclosure says I'm a little bit out of my element.
Out of turn, out of line, and I think above your pay grade.
But what I was saying about is the more times you say love, the smaller the slice is, because you're dividing that pie into 1,000 slices.
Well, I think it's
I'm only going to say it 8 times, so that every time someone gets that love slice, they're having a whole heaping helpful of me.
A whole heaping helpful of you. I want to throw up. I really do, and I think I might.
Oh my god, dude, are you kidding? I was. Oh god. Loud, proud. And dangerous to know.
Boom, baby.
That's the Elvis Presley difference. So I guess what I'm saying is, if I were you, I would tell this person that it bothers you. Because it clearly does.
And especially if you love her, you should say something.
Which it sounds like he does, because he does say it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it.
Toda.
Zay who's zay. Not quite break time, but getting there.
Interesting. Should we stall?
How?
By reading another question.
Oh, that's not stall. Actual episode. You don't stall in basketball by running a play. All right, next question. This guy's a good real name, but I won't say it. I need another person, a celebrity in Tennessee.
Where's Matthew McConaughey from?
Texas.
Matthew McConaughey writes.
You just don't listen to me. Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville.
Who's actually from Knoxville.
Wow.
Yeah.
Johnny Knoxville is actually from Nashville.
And Johnny Nashville, he's from Nashville. So, you know, sometimes those Johnnies just tell the truth.
Yep.
Dear Jake and Amir, I've been dating this goddamn dime for 2 weeks now, and she's friends with all my friends, which is pretty hashtag dope. However, a couple days ago, my friend started sending pictures of himself naked to her, but he would draw over his dick so you couldn't see it. When hearing about this, I got upset, and he got mad at me. He felt there was no reason for me to be mad, and he started calling me a little bitch. We talked it out, and I thought he would stop. But yesterday, he started sending more and much worse ones. In one, it was literally just his boner sticking with his underwear on. Then my other two friends started sending them, too. They're not nearly as attractive, but still, the joke is pretty fucked up, and I can't help but feel jealous and upset. Should I give these assholes another chance or consider them dead to me? Love, Johnny Knoxville.
This is insane.
It's like some sort of reverse jealousy where the girl isn't doing anything but guys are sending dicks to her.
I mean, that's that's harassment. It's sexual harassment,
and she doesn't have to take it.
I mean, like, even removing the boyfriend from this situation, it's an attack. It's abhorrent. It's disgusting. You're not allowed to send unsolicited nude boner pictures to someone who doesn't want them.
Can you not? Is it illegal? I mean, if I sent you a dick pic, is that illegal?
Yeah, it's harassment.
You can sue me for that?
It's against the law, yes.
It's against the law for me to send you a dick pic.
Of course.
You send a dick pic of me to two people. Are you under arrest?
Yeah, but they wanted it. They wanted it.
No, I did not.
Streeter and Dave, I sent... First of all, for the record, it was dudes that we were traveling with. I sent somebody else, these guys, and they thought it was funny.
Yeah. Well,
but also,
that's not an argument.
I think it's like, maybe it's, I don't know the fucking law, just like you don't know pi.
I know pi.
Yeah.
3.14159235652.
You know shit about shit about shit about shit about shit, and that'll go on for infinity, okay? You know what I'm saying? Huh? So, but I think that if you sent me a dick pic and I said, hey, I get what you're going for here. It fell flat with me. I didn't like it. I don't want any more pictures like that. And you said, okay, and then you kept on going, and I told you repeatedly to stop, then it's illegal, it's harassment, I can sue you, you'll go to jail.
But this person could also block their numbers.
I guess so. Maybe. Can you?
I don't know. Can you?
I don't know. I would say...
I also like that he's more pissed about the attractive one. He's like, these guys are kind of ugly, so it doesn't bother me as much. But my hot friend is really pissing me off.
Is that what he said?
Yeah. Let me read the exact words. Then my other two friends started sending them too. They're not nearly as attractive as me, but still this joke is pretty fucked up.
He's saying that none of them are as attractive. He's not like worried about them being like hot and his girlfriend liking it.
Right.
You're not a little bitch. They're little bitches. And I think you need to like blow up the pictures of their penises and put them like all around school or something. I think you should kick the shit out of them. I think you should tell on them. I think you should tell your family and an administrator. I think these kids should go to jail. I think they should be publicly shamed. And I personally would like to stone cold stun each one of them.
I'll agree with the blowing them up and putting them around. That's sort of using what they did wrong and throwing it back in their face.
Right. You kind of have to shame them.
Yeah. Like, you don't want to – yelling at them might just – like pouring water on a gremlin make them bigger, angrier, and scarier.
Interesting.
Or does water kill gremlins? I don't fully remember the movie.
Yeah, no, I have no
idea.
But
the metaphor is there. You have to use their own shit against them.
Yes.
If they're harassing your girlfriend, you post their dick online.
Right. If you can't send your dick to girls if they don't want you to send their dick.
I've always said that. Hey, like, we are on the same page when it comes to that.
let's like never ever. I feel like the dick pic rules is just never send one unless it's specifically asked for. I know we've talked about it with Allison, 0 to D.
Yeah.
I don't remember exactly what we said then, but I will amend whatever I said. Unless I said this, don't send the dick unless it's explicitly stated that the dick pic is desired. Do you understand?
So the D has to be desired.
The D must be desired. The dick pic is not slick. It's pretty sick.
If it's not desired, it shan't be required.
Exactly.
Don't send the D to me or
unless
ye.
I ask it of thee.
So what should this guy do? You were saying go for the full shame / telling / anger.
Yeah, have your girlfriend respond positively and ask for the real D.
Oh,
no blurry box.
That's good.
No underwear. Get that D. Get the kid's face in it. Then, if it's big, Photoshop it, make it look a little smiley, you know what I'm
saying? Yeah.
And then print out that picture, pass it around at school. You say, hey, turns out I'm not a little bitch. Your dick is a little bitch because it looks like the pinpoint of a needle on your pubic mound. How does that sound?
Also, I don't want to say I Photoshopped this, but look how small your D is. It's roughly the size of half of this penny.
There we go.
So, joke's on you. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
What can we say? That's it. That's break time. I was thinking we could just like talk. Like, why do we have to like always have
Let's
structure?
Just read the fourth question.
Jesus Christ.
I know.
You're in a rush.
I'm in a rush.
You're in a rush.
Rut.
You're in a rut. You're in a bush. You're in a butt. What is it like being my roommate?
It's been pretty painless. It's been great. It's been easy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
It is? You don't give a shit when I clean up after you?
You
that doesn't
don't
bother
clean up
you?
After you? Here's what I'll say. As a roommate, I think I'm impressive how long it takes you to get the lay of the land. I think you sort of need to get your bearings sometimes.
Yeah.
And I think that's cool. And I think that like you
think
live
so?
In that house a little while longer, uh-huh. You're going to find out where the trash cans are.
Okay.
And you're going to start taking out the trash.
Okay.
And I think you'll maybe learn how to load and unload the dishwasher. I think you may graduate to understanding where the bathroom cleaner is.
Oh,
and you can wipe down the shower because
okay.
There is grime and filth in there.
Really?
And I think you walk around the house in your shoes a little bit too often. The rugs are getting soiled. The rugs are getting stained.
You gonna say anything, or are you just gonna keep it bottled up and suppress it, become a passive aggressive asshole? Because that's how you deal with all of life's dilemmas.
You talked about if you need me to show you where the garbage can is, I will.
Oh my God!
Down near the driveway.
After that, I can give you a lesson on how to wipe down the dishes a little bit before you put them in the dishwasher. You know, the washer isn't supposed to be a soup to nuts solution to do everything. You gotta help out the machine.
It's tough. Sometimes I get a little lazy when I've cooked, cleaned, and and shopped for the food.
That is so
when I shop
unfair.
For the food. When I shop
you
for the
shop
food.
Shop for the food. Yeah. Shop for your food.
Shop for my food.
Yeah.
Well, last time I checked, you were enjoying the avocados I bought,
which I asked you for, and you said no problem.
I said no. Problem.
No, period. Problem, question mark? Yeah, absolutely.
No comma, problem. Your nickname is Problem. That's what I call you around the house.
No, but we have fun.
We do. I really dig it.
We the new level of passive aggressive is to be fake passive aggressive, so it becomes passive passive again. Still getting your message across, but doing it in a joking passive.
Have you taken the garbage out since I made the joke about the garbage cans?
I have not. So you always beat me to it. What can I say? I've never looked down and had a full garbage bag.
That's untrue. It's I will say that is absolutely untrue.
I did have to step down on it a couple times.
You broke the bottom of the can.
Yeah, I shoved it down to the bottom. I shoved it onto the floor. It exploded, but there was still room for a little bit.
Toda, no da.
Toda, no dice. Mm-hmm. But it's an adventure. Every day with you is.
I appreciate it.
What?
I appreciate that, and I appreciate you to a wonderful degree.
What's wrong with you?
I'm crying.
Why?
I don't know.
What?
I'm going to get room service.
You think so?
Yeah.
What do you think you're going to get?
A cheeseburger and french fries.
You're back on. You're
I'm
back
on the on. Road. Yeah. This is road diet, dude.
It's funny. We're watching the videos that we shot on the road, and you look considerably fatter. Like, it makes sense.
Yeah. Do I look fat now, these days?
No, no, no. You look on the skinnier end.
That's
like,
great.
The videos, you're legit getting huskier with every episode.
Right.
It's kind of a funny little subplot.
My fattest day.
What was the fattest video we've ever made? Do you know which one comes to mind where you look like a chubby little beef bun?
High school friend?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say, too.
Yeah, that one's pretty fat. And so is Sleeping Pills.
Really?
Yeah, I'm like shirtless at one point in that video, and I am just straight up dough.
You're a Pillsbury
dough boy.
It's
crazy to look back, because now I'm like ripped and shredded. And
wait,
you
what?
Know, you look back 4 years ago, 5 years ago, whatever it is.
Yeah, you're a little, like, you're skinnier, little, I wouldn't say.
And now to be like,
you think
rippling biceps, triceps, and lats,
you think
delts.
Yeah, I mean, you still don't do any cardio exercise. I don't know why you think
do cardio exercise.
What do you do?
Running back and forth to the garbage can keeps me fit.
I have to do that what seems like a million times a day. It's got to be 1,000 miles.
Maybe more like twice a week. Still.
Still enough.
It's a trek.
All right. Let's focus here. We only have so much minutes left. Let's get to one last question.
Are we back? It's time.
Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. Trying to decide what the best one to end it on is.
The Ender.
Ender's Ender game. Game.
God, we have to stop looking together.
And this Ender is lame.
Here we go.
All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Last Tennessee-based celebrity, Morgan Freeman.
Morgan Freeman. Yeah.
The Irish Morgan accent. Freegan Baggin Bogan.
Morgan Freeman from Ireland, yeah.
Give it to me, baby.
Uh-huh.
Is that the worst song that became popular? Pretty Fly for a White Guy is the worst popular song ever, right?
He's getting a tattoo, yeah. He's getting ink done.
What happened? Why did they get to be famous for that?
I don't know, man. That's The Offspring, man. They had some other good songs, though.
Wait, was that song to the tune of another song? Oh no, that's My Friend Had a Girlfriend.
Girlfriend,
that's
O Blood that, D. Bitch.
That's but what they did is like the opposite of what that girl did to your theme song. They basically shat on the Beatles with that. And this girl
Wait,
turned
they
your
shat on the Beatles with
yeah, O Blood D, O Blood Da. My friend had I won't say no way. Oh, life goes on.
Huh.
In a couple of years, they have built a home, sweet home.
That's cool. Yeah.
You like the Offspring's
dope. I like, you like you were saying the cover shit in the beginning. Yeah, yeah. I like the Offspring's version of
Life
of the
Goes On.
Yeah. That's what's up, though.
All right. Morgan Freeman writes, I'm usually very outgoing, but lately I've had trouble striking up conversations with a girl I see every day at the dining hall. I've never talked to her before, but I seriously see her every day, and I really want to get to know her. She is a bigger girl, pretty chubby, but still a smoke show. I don't know if I'm the type of guy who just walks up to someone and flirts. I'm 6'3", 210, with a beard and a very average-looking face. How would you guys go about picking up this siren whose dining hall song has captivated me day after day after day? Please put yourself in my position and help me figure out what to do. Thanks, Morgan Freeman.
P.S. I can't help but stress how very average my face is.
If you were to rank every person on Earth, I would fall smack dab in the 50th percentile. I am not ugly. I am not good.
Can you describe something as very average? Isn't average just the absence of any dressing like the word very or incredibly?
It's like this joke me and Pat have where like my shirts are extra medium. They're extremely normal.
Yes, I am plain to the thousandth degree.
Now we're getting closer to infinity.
There we go.
This is a really heartwarming email, actually. Now that I read it again, it's kind of touching.
Right, because there's like
I'm a 6'3", 210. This girl's kind of chubby, but I find her so fucking attractive. I just want to talk to her in this dining hall.
Right, I'm very average.
Yeah.
I think this is it's a love story for the ages. And, thank you for sending us your pages.
What?
The pages in the email.
Yeah.
It's good if it rhymes. I think the advice from now on is going to rhyme all the time. So here's what's up with you in this dime. You are going to go and talk to her.
Oh,
even
no.
If at times you feel unsure.
Oh, God.
Because I promise you this, my good sir. She wants to talk to you and... Fuck, no.
Oh, no. Pause it. I had a perfect game going.
I really do think you should just talk to her, though, because I bet she wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
I feel like you don't feel those vibes, those chemical vibes, unless there's like something there, just a little bit.
It's a dining hall. That's like an easy way to approach someone. It's like you're getting your food. You sit down next to her. She's a little chubby, so maybe you like shove a cheesecake in her mouth.
It's enough. You
dude,
fucking ass. You fucking asshole.
I'm just kidding.
You motherfucker.
Jesus
Christ. You motherfucker
Christ.
For that. You motherfucker right now, man. You're a motherfucker.
I hate that voice.
I know.
But it is fun and friendly and communal to be at a dining hall. You can sit down, strike up a conversation about how good or bad the food might be.
Yeah. How you average your face is.
Yeah. Be self-deprecating. Be you, because I feel like 6'3", 210, bearded guy. Sounds like a pretty good-looking dude.
Yeah, and I don't think you have to go there and be, like, immediately flirty. Just say, hey, say what's up. Try to, like, learn some things about her and then start flirting. It'll happen naturally. You don't have to force it.
That's right. And since, luckily for you, this girl maybe, or not, I guess not luckily for you, but maybe this girl has been thinking about you as much as you think about her.
That's right.
So, I don't know.
I have a rhyme. If you try to force it, it sounds like horse shit.
Okay.
That's it? Okay?
Okay, dude.
Okay, it was great.
Okay, it was fine.
Okay, you can go fuck yourself. I'm sorry. Obviously, you're out of line, and I don't need to call you out on it.
All
I think
the time.
You know. I think you know.
Maybe you should listen to Mr. Jones if he wants to know about how to strike up a conversation. Yeah. Like you can say that gray's your favorite color.
Yep.
Yeah.
I felt so symbolic yesterday. If I knew Picasso, I would buy myself a great guitar and play.
Those lyrics are absolute nothing, right? It's like babble.
It's pretty good.
Gray's my favorite color. I felt symbolic yesterday.
Well, I mean, I feel like
I'd buy myself a gray guitar and play.
I think it's about a Picasso painting.
Is it?
Yeah. If I knew Picasso, I'd buy myself like gray guitar. That's like a Picasso painting. Play Mr. Jones, me. Stare at the beautiful woman. That girl's perfect for you. There's got to be somebody for me. It's like him feeling left out, maybe.
What else?
Yeah, Spanish dancing. Pass me the bottle, Mr. Jones.
So he likes Mr. Jones?
I want to be a lion. I want to pass as cats.
Yeah, I'm going to call that song
out. Big, big stars.
I'm going to say the lyrics are bad.
We got different reasons for that.
It's a thin line between cool, poetic, and just really weird, bad. And I'm going to say that one is in the weird, bad territory.
Interesting.
We all want to be... Wait, what did he say? Cats?
It's like...
We all want to pass as cats.
I want to be a lion. Everybody want to pass as cats. We all want to
be
big stars. Yeah, but we got different reasons for
that life, isn't it?
I don't know. I think it's different reasons for that. I can't believe how much time we're dedicating to Mr. Jones right now.
Why? It's an amazing song.
You just said it wasn't.
I said the lyrics were horseshit, awful, psycho babble, nothing.
Mr. Jones. comes in me.
But I only care about the melodies.
That's true.
Like that Offspring song, My Friend Has a Girlfriend and He Hates That Bitch. The melody sucks, but the lyrics are so poetic that I can't help but love it.
Yeah.
All right. I think that's it. We got to wrap this shit up. We're at the 45-minute mark. We're in Nashville, Tennessee. We got to order room service and take a bath.
That's what's up.
Ever eaten a cheeseburger in a bathtub?
Huh?
What? Ever eaten a cheeseburger in a bathtub?
Huh?
Your hands get cold because your rest of your body is submerged in hot water. I don't recommend it.
That's what's up.
The patty, the tomato will fall into the water. Don't take it out.
Don't
eat it. You'll get soap poisoning. You're turning into a goat. All right, that's it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Again, we're gonna be in Nashville performing tomorrow at Zany's, then in the Charlotte Comedy Club on Tuesday. Comedy Zone on Tuesday, and then in Syracuse at Syracuse University on Wednesday of this week. If you're listening to this in the future, ignore what we're saying. You already missed these shows. You can't go to them. It's over.
Let go.
Nobody listens to techno. Now let go. That first theme song was from, I think I said it already, Liz. And she did that remix of your old song. And this last one is from somebody named Zach and his ukulele. If you have your own questions, your own theme songs, please email us at ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com. No bonus Thursday episode this week, so we'll be back on Monday, a week from today. Later.
Jake and Amir, how you alleviate my fear. I lived whipped by my girlfriend for a year. But you taught me how to yo do you. So I seize the cheese, now life's a breeze. I'm hashtag dope, but especially the most important thing I was ever taught by my mom was how to type in ifiwereyoushow@gmail.com.